When she thought of her life returning to what it had been before him, she ached so deeply in her heart that she was sure she would die from it. But in the end, she knew the choice was his, and his alone.
"Please, Julian,"
she whispered to him as he slept beside her.
"Don't leave me."
Chapter 16. Neither one spoke much the entire day. In fact, Julian avoided Grace entirely. That, more than anything, told her what decision he'd made. Her heart was broken. How could he leave her after all they'd been through, after all they'd shared? She couldn't stand the thought of losing him. Life without him would be unbearable. At sunset, Grace found him sitting in the rocking chair on her deck, watching the sun, as if for the last time. His face was so stern that she barely recognized it as belonging to the playful man she had grown to love so much. Finally, she couldn't stand the silence any longer.
"I don't want you to leave me. I want you to stay here in my time. I can take care of you, Julian. I'll make plenty of money, and I can teach you anything you want to know."
"I can't stay," he said between clenched teeth. "Don't you understand? Everyone who has ever been close to me has been punished by the gods. Jason, Penelope, Callista, Autolycus."
He looked at her as if dazed.
"Dear Zeus, they crucified Kyrian."
"It will be different this time."
He rose to his feet and gave her a hard stare.
"That's right, it will be different. I'm not going to stay here and watch you die because of me."
He walked past her, into the house. Grace clenched her hands into fists, wanting to strangle him.
"You stubborn man!"
How could it be so impossible? It was then she felt the diamond of her mother's wedding ring cutting into her palm. Opening her fist, she took one long look. She was through letting the past haunt her. For the first time in a long time, she had a future to look forward to, one that filled her with happiness. And she wasn't about to let Julian throw it away. More determined than ever, she opened the door to the house and smiled evilly.
"You're not gonna get away from me, Julian of Macedon. You might have beaten back the Romans, but I assure you they were wimps in comparison to me."
Julian sat in the living room with his book in his lap. He ran his hand over the ancient writing, despising it more now than he ever had before. Closing his eyes, he remembered the night Grace had summoned him. He remembered what it felt like to have no real identity, to just be the anonymous Greek love slave. Long ago, he had lost himself in a painful place of dark obscurity, and yet Grace had found him. Through her strength and kindness, she had braved the worst of him and brought him back to humanity. She, alone, had seen into his heart and found it worthy.
"Stay with her."
Gods, how easy that sounded, how simple. But he didn't dare. He'd lost his children already. The only part of his heart left alive was Grace, and to lose her because of his brother—